there's one thing nearly everyone in the modern Western world is familiar with, it's school. Who can forget the experiences of a first crush or feeling like we're not learning the way other students might be? The first time we flared up in class, or a teacher that had a huge effect on us. These are all fundamental and universal experiences, and they're properly observed in the film The Class by Laurent Conti. Winner of this year's Palme d'Or at Cannes, The Class is a fiction film based on a real classroom in inner city Paris, the 20th arrondissement. Laurent Conti did not set out to make a documentary, but the style of the film seems just like one. His actors are real students, real teachers, and while the scenes are orchestrated, much of what we see is steeply based in truth, in what really goes on in a classroom, at a public school, where racial diversity exists, where students are trying to define themselves, and where hormones and emotions run high. Laurent Conti had always wanted to make a film about junior high and wondered how he would do it. Then he fell upon Françoise Bégadeau's book, Entre les Murs, which chronicled his own experiences as a schoolteacher. This inspired Conti to make the film and cast Bégadeau in a role he was familiar with, the leading role as the teacher. Interestingly, he both wrote the book and starred in the film that Conti directed. The Class becomes not only a reflection of what happens in the classroom, but a microcosm of French society itself, the challenges, the diversity, and the necessity for equanimity. This is Sight Unseen. My name is Tanya Katendjian, and today on the program, we hear Laurent Conti speak about his film, The Class, which won the Palme d'Or and is the contender for this year's Academy in Foreign Film. I wondered if Conti's own experiences as a student led him to create this film. Stay tuned.
When I was a student, I think I really liked school. I was a good student, you know, no problem with the teachers. I was a little bit, maybe too kind, too gentle, and I could have sometimes react a little bit more, and I maybe regret it today. But never had problem with school myself. In fact, what interested me by going back to school, by making this film, was just to see the difference between what was happening when I was a child and what's now happening, really. Especially because I think the society changed quite a lot during that period. Especially because I was living in a provincial small city where the mixed city didn't exist. We were all white middle class students, and we didn't have to share all the experiences that children now have to share or can share in school, like the one I'm showing in the film, in a urban big city school, you know.
So you probably, when you were thinking about actually making The Class your film, mm-hmm. Were your expectations very different than what you discovered, or did you expect what you would see?
So that's true that school is a sort of secret world in which just the teachers and the students know exactly what's happening. But I'm a parent. I'm a father of two children who are in such schools, you know, and I could imagine a few things. My children don't talk of what they are doing in school. You know, you ask them, so how was it today? Good. And what did you do? The same that as usual, you know, and that's all what I can learn about it. And I just wanted to go and see what can happen between these 25 people gathered in a classroom like that, and try to speak of school without all the political statement that usually are more important than what really happens in a school. I just wanted to show. I'm not speaking of what school should be, of what a good teacher should be, or I'm just showing what can happen.
There was a, you know, it reminds me of a director named Frederick Wiseman. He makes documentaries, and he made a documentary called High School, about American schools. So what do you know about that?
I didn't see, in fact, High School, but I saw a lot of other film by Wiseman, and of course, yes, I think by making a film like Wiseman, I think I always try to show what our society is at that moment of his history, you know. I always try to be as documentary as possible, even if what I like to do is to tell stories. And I always try to tell these stories in a real context. And what's important for me is to ask questions about what's going on in our society through this story and through the way characters find their place in the society.
What do you feel are some of those questions that come up here when you say I want this film to ask mm-hmm. questions? What do you feel are some of the questions that come up?
So I think the main one can be what does it mean to be part of a community? How can we share a culture that can help us to live together and to take in account all the participant to the community, which is not always the case in France. You know, I think France is also a country that has a very high image of its own culture, which is, I think, a real problem, and that ask to the new incomers to look like French people, to be part of a community. It's not, I think, here in the States, the society is able to include different influences of all the people who arrive. In France, we just ask them to look like us, and then they can be part of our community. And I think that's one of the questions that the film is asking. I try to show that this diversity could be a richness if we really look at it in a good way. The other questions, if we can go on like that, is the relationship to knowledge. What does it mean to learn something? How do we learn? Why do we learn? And the children are always, you know, negotiating with the teacher just to give sense to what they are doing in school. And that's what I like in the way François, the teacher, is doing his job, is that he always accepts to think with the children, to help them to think a little bit further what they are doing here. And I think that's important too.
Well, let's speak about Monsieur Marin, which is the name of the teacher in the film. How would you describe him as a teacher? If you were in his shoes, would you have treated certain situations in the same way that he did? Or were there things that you disagreed with, things that you agreed with? Would you want him to be the teacher of your own children?
Yes, I definitely would like my teachers to have such kind of teachers. First, what is important is that what we are showing in the film are particular moments of the year. It's just the moment when the teacher accepts to discuss with the children. It doesn't mean that he is not teaching other things sometimes, but it was more interesting for the film to show, you know, this moment where the class becomes a sort of a place of democracy, you know, where everybody can discuss and ask questions and answer to the questions. I think it was important to focus on these moments. What I like in the way François is working at, in these moments is that he accepts to take the risk of this confrontation. He is not, you know, someone who knows everything. He is not shown as a maître à penser, you know, think master or something like that, if I would translate it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the right the answer for himself. He's just trying to help the children to go on in their way of thinking. And of course it's risky because you have to improvise every minute of a lesson is improvisation. You have hundreds of questions that arrive on you and you have to answer very fast. And sometimes you make mistakes. You say one word that you shouldn't say. You react a way that will shock the children and they won't go on with you. And so I think that was important for me to show this teacher as a real human being confronted to other human beings. And this kind of relation is something very, very intimate.
Well, it is a very intimate relationship because there's so much, I mean, you know, there's so much happening with the students themselves at that age. They're so filled with hormones, they're restless, they're thinking about intimacy, sexuality, who they are, how they define themselves, and then they're, you know, they're looking up to someone who's looking at them and helping them shape that. So it's a very intimate relationship. And, you know, I often thought while watching the film, well, I would have handled it this way, I would have done it that way. And it definitely, interestingly, during the screening, at the end, I thought, you know, what am I doing as a journalist? I should be a teacher. It really makes a difference. And the woman next to me said, oh, this is really making me question whether I want to teach. So it's interesting the reactions that people end up having in and around that.
I was very happy. I made a lot of Q&As after screenings in France, and several times people were telling me that they never thought of being a teacher, but after watching the film, they finally asked themselves why they were doing something else, you know. I think it's dealing with such important issues. Being a teacher is to build the society of tomorrow, maybe, some if you want to be a little bit grandiose, yes. But all the teachers I know do believe that even if their work is tiring and exhausting and difficult, it's the only work the only job they want to do, because it's also very, very exciting, you know, when you manage to make something understandable by a child, when you feel that what you've done, it operates something on their life. It's most wonderful job you can make, yes.
So my initial immediate response is, did you at some point question whether you wanted to be a teacher yourself? Or do you feel like as a filmmaker, as a kind of filmmaker that you are, there's some level of, you know, kind of teaching in that? There are lots of parallels. There was, I listened to an interview that you did for some television station, I don't know what it was, in which it came up that being a teacher is a lot like being an actor. Mm-hmm. And that you do, and I've thought about this myself because I teach, and it's, you know, you have to perform and you have to be engaging. And do you think that the role of a filmmaker is in some ways being a teacher, or how do you see that role?
Well, when I'm making a film, I think of all the questions that the film is asking, I'm not supposed to answer to them. And that's maybe the parallel between my way of thinking my job and the way François is doing his own job, which means he doesn't want to give the answers to the children. He wants them to ask themselves and help them to think exactly what role they have in the society, what place they have in it. And I think a good teacher is someone who is able to drive the children to give the answers by themselves, which is, right, something like what I'm trying when I'm making a film, sure.
Well, you know, it could have easily been a documentary. And, you know, several times when I read the press release, I kept on missing the fact that it wasn't a documentary. Mm-hmm. And then I realized the third time that it was a fiction film. So... Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's really a fiction film, but we start like a sort of chronicle of the school year in a class, and progressively you have character that emerge, and you follow the story of all these characters, and then you really arrive to a fiction. And of course, even in the first part of the film, we concentrate a lot of things in one scene. If we would have done a documentary, I think it would have been, you know, more diluted. Things could happen at the beginning of the year and then another one at the end of the year. And the fiction allows me to put them together to make sense, in fact. And that's why I also prefer to make a fiction rather than documentary. And also, I think that you can get more sincerity from the actors if you ask them to act rather than be themselves in front of a camera. When you are in front of a documentary camera, everything you say is about you. And you have this kind of self-consciousness, and you want to be a little bit brighter than what you are. And here the actors are protected by the characters. It's not them, it's the character that say that. So they can, and when we built a character with the children, we built it with what they really are. Even if it's not, you know, precisely their life, I think I try to know them enough to be able to catch what they really are and to put it into the character we are building together. And I think it helped them to be, yes, more sincere in the way they present themselves.
It's ironic because the fact that you're more sincere when you're playing. Yeah. And I recently interviewed a director named Charlie Kaufman, and he plays with this whole issue of fiction and reality. I mean, his films are very, very, very much fiction films, but it's always this: what is really real in our lives, and is our life just fiction? And I think it kind of reminds me a little about that.
Yes, what I always think also is that when you write a script, you always try to be too logical. When you build a character, you always try to make it very straight. It means that coherent. And in fact, human beings are not coherent. You can have reactions that change a lot. We can say one thing at one moment of your life, and 2 minutes later think the opposite way and say it. And you accept that from a real human being. So when I write, I try to have this complexity of human beings in my characters. And of course, it helps me to work with real students, for example, because they have this kind of complexity, and I can just respect it.
When you think about your experience over that year of filming, and what are some on a day, just as you're spending your days and not really, not even in interviews, but just sitting or getting ready to sleep or whatever it might be, what are some of the things that suddenly you remember that come to you of your experience that really have really affected you in some way? Either a moment or a character.
I think that the most surprising thing for me was how these children could concentrate on what we were doing. You know, this group of children are used to be stigmatized by the adults and by society. They are supposed to be dangerous. They are supposed to be idiots. They are supposed not to be able to look forward. And when we made the film, they were able to work 6 hours long and to rehearse and to think and to replay the what they propose in improvisation and make it as clear as possible. And they were really with the film during the whole day. And a lot of teachers who are playing in the film, who are the actual teachers of these kids in the school, were so jealous sometimes to see that we managed to catch them that way. I think it's just because we make sense, we gave sense to what we were doing here, and they were really involved in the process of the film. And that could be a good way to think of what school could be.
Well, they felt empowered, I guess. They felt like, mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, they felt like I I'm making a difference. I'm doing some. It's actually arriving at something tangible. It's a film, and
even if when we were making the film, I don't think they really imagined what the film could be. And their first reaction when we showed them for the first time was, "Wow, it's a real film." We didn't have the feeling of working at that moment. You know, it was really funny here. The whole day was funny. Even for tense situation, we were not building a tense situation on the set. Before action, they were laughing, and after the cut, they were laughing again. And just in between, they were really in the scene and able to be really rude, tense, and that was finished just after the cut, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that was all choreographed. You know, it's like organized chaos. Everything seems so absolutely natural. Is that because of your strength as a director? Is it because, sure. Is it, yeah? Yeah, let's just say it is.
No, it was, I think that everybody was really involved in the process of the film. So, and also we found a method of working that was efficient, I think, which was that the first take of the scene was very based on improvisation. Except that I gave a few of them lines that I wanted them to say because it was necessary for the story, or just because I liked them and I wanted to have them in the film. And they improvised, and they were able to put in the improvisation all the specific lines I were expecting from them. And then François, you know, as a teacher, knows how to make it. We're driving the scene where I wanted him to go, you know. And after the first shot, that was really long, sometimes 25 minutes, cassette, you know, a tape. And after that, I was speaking with each of them, telling them, so that's interesting, you will say it again. What you said here is too long, just forget it. And that could be at the end of the scene. And I was rebuilding the scene with the elements they proposed in the improvisation, and that I was premeditating. I knew they would say something like that, so it was in the script. And then we rebuilt the scene through according to what we were expecting. And at the end, what is surprising is that it's not very far from what was written in the script.
It sounds like building a sculpture, or yeah. You know, you have, yeah.
I used to compare myself to a conductor. I was not a director. I was more a conductor, choosing the elements, organizing them, you know, and that's the way I like to work, especially for this film, because I think what I'm very proud of is that the film had been done about in the same spirit than what it's speaking of. It means that this class is a space of democracy, and the film has been done in a democratic way, I think. Everybody has his word to say. I was really listening to each of them. I gave them the chance to say what they have to say. And I like the idea of working in symbiosis with the subject you are speaking of.
Yeah, I think that makes a tremendous amount of sense. Now, something that I saw that really interested me was just what happened after, you know, when the film won the Palme d'Or and the students were able to go to Cannes.
I was very happy to be in Cannes with all of them, because it's real teamwork, you know, and I was so happy that they could share that moment. And I was maybe more happy for them than for me, because they are used to be stigmatized by everyone. And they, at that moment, you know, their work, their talent, their image was recognized by everybody, and everybody was could accept that these kids were a good image of France, and for them it was really important that to feel that they could be accepted like that.
Well, what do you think they represent about France? You know, you say these kids are a good image of France. And what do you think they represent? I mean, lots of people, I remember I walked out of the film and I told a friend of mine that, you know, well, it's very French. You know, it's in the sense that it doesn't come to conclusions the way we in America so much want to come to conclusions. And it really only focuses on the classroom. It doesn't get into a romantic story that Monsieur Marin might have in his life or whatever it might be. It's just the classroom. And in that respect, it is very French. But what do you think it represents about France?
So I think it represents France in the sense that it shows that the complexity of the situations of integration, for example. Being integrated means to conform to a model. And I think that what François is trying to make in his class, and what I would like to say with the film, is that diversity is a richness, and that you can culture is never fixed, that it always changed with all the people that built the community, and that each day is you have a new aspect that can enrich the culture. That, and I hope that this is a real image of France, even if France doesn't think herself exactly this way.
How do you feel? I think, you know, every project, a major project that a creative person does changes them in some way, affects them, definitely affects the way they see. And I'm curious about how it changed you or affected you and the way in which you see. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like actually like now, every day, something. Mm-hmm. It's something maybe definitely invisible, but very, very subtle.
No, it convinced me that making a film is to give the words to those who don't have it usually, and in that sense, I think it helps me to think of my next projects. I don't know exactly what it will be, but I would like to go on exactly the same kind of process. However, concerning my own life, if it's not professional life. Maybe it changed my relationship to my own children too. My children are now 13 and 16, so they are about the same age and the characters of a film. And maybe I can share now some experience with them that I didn't even imagine before. Right, I can share things with them.
There are certain fundamental things that we all deal with in life, you know, love, career, relationships with friends, community. Why do you think that this particular film has just affected people in such a potent way? What do you think it speaks to in them? I realize there are issues of community. I realize that there are issues of what it represents about France, but there's something more fundamental that it's hitting on various cultural levels, you know, people from all different backgrounds. So what do you think it is?
I think what I always try to show was the energy of the situation of that kids can live at that moment of their life. I think you have this energy in all the scenes, and the film is always going a little bit faster than what you, a viewer, can imagine, and it helps. I think to be with the characters, to be in the film, and you are not. There is no claustrophobic impression, just because you have this energy and this thing that are never fixed. You know, it's more like a boiling pan, and everything can come out of it. Good soup or explosion, and I think it looks really like life, and that's also what makes this proximity with the film, I think.
Those were the words of Laurent Conté, director of the film The Class. The Class won this year's Palme d'Or at Cannes and is the contender for the Academy Award in Foreign Film. Keep an eye out for when the film is showing in your neck of the woods. My name is Sonika Tenjin. This is Sight Unseen. To hear interviews you might have missed on this program, please visit Radio Tania, TANIA.org. You're listening to Resonance, 104.4 FM. The UK's first radio art station.